Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Jennifer and this is the last day, day 10 of lesson four. It's our create and share day. We've got something kind of fun scheduled for you today. This will be a fun thing. I hope you embrace this. It'll be fun. It'll be practical. You'll literally be able to share it and I hope you do. I hope you do. So here we go. Let's pray and join together. Hopefully this is a good day for you to actually have some people together. So hopefully you heeded my call to do that and gathered some friends together, scissors, crayons, paper, pencil, even the kids, get the kids involved. This is a good one for everyone to do. So let's go ahead and pray and we'll get started and I'll walk you through our create and share today and then I'll let you have it. Here we go. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you once again to thank you so much for the power of your word, for the greatness of who you are in our life, and how it changes everything about how we see ourselves, how we see the world. God, go before us now in our time together and just help us to embrace this time and this lesson, and not only for ourselves, but to just continue to share it with others as well. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's go for it. Let me switch screens here, and there you go. All right, hi. So lesson four, day 10, one last time, Acts 5:29. Oh, I didn't call it up. And let me do that. Do I have it right there? No. Let me go ahead and get it. Let me just change this to 29. There we go. Hi. I know you know it by heart, right? You've got it down. You've been good about memorizing it. Here we go. Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men." Write that down. And hopefully you've also finished writing the write the word passages for today's lesson. So as always, the last day of lessons are called the create and share day. And it's when it's all part of dwelling richly in God's word. We write the word, we read the word, we memorize, we study, of course. And then rather than just keeping it here, we should be sharing it. Naturally, it should come out. But this Bible study is designed to give you a very specific way to create something with what you've been learning and then hopefully share it. And that's what we're going to do today. So let me read this to you and then we'll get started. Sometime after Peter's these early experiences, oh, well, whatever, I'll fix that typo later. Sometime after these early experiences of Peter, we've just been studying where he is preaching before the Sanhedrin, teaching in the temple, standing before the council and being beaten for his faith. Peter wrote a letter to Christians who were now living as exiles far from Jerusalem. They, like Peter himself, had suffered greatly for the name of Jesus Christ. Peter wrote to them in his first epistle, "But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you." Peter, 1 Peter 3:15. I actually want to read the context of that for you today. And I want you to think about it. This same Peter who we have been studying about here in Acts, this same Peter who has been boldly proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, and seated now at the right hand of God, this same Peter moves on and continues to teach and share and preach and teach and share. And now he's actually writing a letter to other Christian believers who need that encouragement from what he's learned, what he's gone through, and that need more of his teaching. And so that's what this letter called 1 Peter is. And I just read you a snippet out of 1 Peter chapter 3. I'm going to read you the context of it now. "But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake," which is exactly what Peter has gone through, "you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense for anyone who asks you for the reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame." So he's writing, he's encouraging, look, you're going to get slandered, you're going to go through suffering. When they ask why you have such hope in spite of everything you're going through, always be prepared to make this defense, All right. And Peter's already doing that. We're seeing that throughout our study in Acts so far. Here we go. So is that you? Are you prepared right now to make a defense for anyone who asks even more? Do you exemplify so much hope that people you encounter wonder what is different about you? For our Create and Share Day, review Acts for the basic elements of the gospel. Peter's message in Acts 5:30-32 is a good start. Then create a small booklet or tract that you can have handy to review for yourself and even to bring out and help you share with someone when you are sharing the gospel. In the spirit of Peter's admonition to always be prepared, let's do that. Make a simple booklet that includes the basics of the gospel, includes scripture and even some drawings or diagrams, and have fun. As always, have fun. I've included a pattern for a booklet on the following page, or create your own. Tune into today's video teaching to watch me make this booklet. What? You're doing that right now. Good job. So you can follow along and make yours. Supplies, paper. I've provided that for you in your packet. Just get some paper. It's really easy. Scissors, pen, pencils, markers, etc. Rubber stamps, clip art, and of course the Bible. All right. So here's the instructions for making a booklet from an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. And I've got that sheet of paper here, ready to go. And I've got a sort of completed booklet of mine. I'll show you that in a second. But what you're going to do is fold the paper in half vertically and then horizontally. It actually doesn't really matter if you do it in the other way, but vertically and then horizontally. So you're going to get the vertical fold lengthwise. When I was a grade school teacher, we would call this hot dog fold because it's long like a hot dog. And then horizontally, it was called hamburger. I've heard some people call it burrito the other way, but hot dog works too because it's long, like a burrito or a hamburger. All right, so you've got it folded vertically and horizontally. You've got your four squares going. How'd you do so far? So good. All right, with the paper folded in half vertically, fold it in half again. If you have the paper at this point, you should have eight equal rectangles. All right, so you have it here. Fold it in half. I had it vertically. And we're going to fold it in half again. And just go like that. And fold that. Click, click, click. All right. So when you open it up, you'll see eight equal rectangles. Got it so far? That wasn't too hard, right? Like you're in grade school. No, we're not going to make a cootie catcher. Maybe I'll do that for another one of our creating chairs. Remember cootie catchers where you go like this? All right, we'll do that for another one. I'll try to remember to do that. All right, so you unfold the paper, and this is where it gets fun. It's going to turn into this really cool project. I'm going to get some space here, keep the microphone without getting it in the way. There's plenty of ways to do this, but basically what you want to do, as you can see in the drawing here, we're doing number one right here. So you're going to bring this up. This part up. What I did is I need to move it back here so you can see it better. There you go. I hold it here, you can see. Then I'm going to fold it like this, flip it over and fold it. So it looks like so. Like a zigzag up and down like that. All right, so I've got it like this. And I've got this center fold right there. That line is what I'm going to cut on. So I just get my scissors and I just line it up. And I cut right on that line. You see that? There you go. So I've got, here's that zigzag here. And I just folded it and I just cut right down on that line there. So now it's open. All right. So now when I pinch it together like that, that's fun. Hi. When I pinch it together, I can lay it flat. And now I've got a booklet. See that? How fun is that? I used to make these all the time. Like I said, when I was a grade school teacher, kids loved it and easy. And then I would teach them once and then we would glue them together. So we have big, huge ones, big, long booklets. But there you go. There's your booklet. So you've got the front cover and all the inside pages, folding it like that. How cool is that? You guys did something really cool today. It's like origami. All right. So, At this point now, what the whole point is to be able to have something that you are confident that you could share the gospel with somebody. You're always prepared to make a defense. I know you're not a kid in grade school. You're a grown woman. I get it. Except for those kids who are doing this Bible study with me. Good job, kids. But we all have that child's heart that wants things to be written out simply. And we all want to be able to express ourselves. And this is just a great way to do it. Take the time to do that. Here's what I ended up writing on mine on the front. I wrote, here's some good news. And I haven't finished it yet, but on the inside I wrote, but first, the bad news. And I'm just going to write about how, really simple, we're sinners. We blow it. We need God's grace and mercy, and we've got it because Jesus Christ, and I'm going to go through the gospel. Jesus Christ died, so I didn't, in my place, took on my sins. He did not stay dead. He fulfilled all the prophecies by being raised from the dead. And he's not just wandering around. He's seated at the right hand of God now, and he's making intercession for me. When I receive Jesus as my Lord, as my Savior, when I repent, I get forgiveness of sins, and I receive the Holy Spirit as a result of that. So simple, take the gospel right out of Acts, go back through from the beginning of Acts, look through the sermons that Peter's been preaching and the simplicity of the gospel, and make yours and write out some booklets so that when you are either just thinking about it, you can review it on your own, or when the opportunity presents itself for you to be able to talk to someone and share the gospel with someone, you're ready. You could bring out this booklet and you can just say, hey, I made this and I want to use it to help me explain what I believe so that you and I can both have that understanding. The other thing you can do as well is you could just literally Google Bible tracts or Bible gospel messages. Probably my all-time favorite one is a little booklet. I believe it's still called this, but it's referred to as the Four Spiritual Laws. It's been around since the 60s, and it's still really good. It's the basic principles of the gospel. You're welcome to go ahead and Google any other gospel tracts, get some messages out there, find some inspiration online, or just take Acts and make your own. That's it. So I probably could have just opened this up so we had the full screen the whole time I was cutting that. But anyway, hopefully it was simple enough for you to do, but you've got a simple craft to do today, something fun, something different, and scissors, paper, pens, pencils, make it fun. And as always, share it, right? And post it. Let us know how you created yours, and use those hashtags that we love. Hashtag I love stick figures, hashtag LMCC women, and hashtag dwelling richly Bible study. Thank you for being with me in this lesson here today and having some fun making this. Looking forward to seeing it. And hopefully you'll share it on Instagram, Facebook, or you'll just text me a message what you've done. So thanks again. As always, know that you are loved and prayed for, and I look forward to being back here together with you again real soon. Bye-bye for now.